If there was anyone who understood what it means to sing, "My heart was locked, Lord, but you had the key," it was Simon, son of John. No one in the Gospels experienced more fully a heart that was so enthusiastic for the Lord than Simon, son of John. But there is no one whose heart became more constricted and more closed and more overwhelmed with a sense of his failure than Simon, son of John. Saint Faustina, in her diary, says about the one who has the key these words: "Let no one doubt concerning the goodness of God. Even if a person's sins were as dark as night, God's mercy is stronger than our misery." Take that to the bank. God's mercy is stronger than our misery. Let's just think about one aspect of today's gospel where we see this played out. If you happen to have the Missalet with you, you want to follow along because this is a very important point. You'll notice that when John, the author, is telling the story, when he refers to our first pope, he refers to him, first of all, as Simon Peter, or when then he expresses how he, Simon son of John, responds to the Lord, he says, "Peter said." But notice the name that Jesus uses. He doesn't use the name Peter at all. He uses the name Simon, son of John. Why? Because Peter, which refers to the office of Pope that our Lord had given to him, at this point thinks, "Man, I have blown it so big time. I bet Jesus is going to choose someone else. I can't be the Pope." Of course, he probably didn't put it quite that way, but you know the point, right? He understood that Jesus had entrusted him with the leadership of the church. And yet, what Jesus does is amazing. He says, "I'm not primarily concerned with the office that you hold. That is Peter. I'm concerned with opening the heart of Simon, son of John." And Jesus wants to do that with you and me. One of the occupational hazards of being a priest is I get so busy doing things for Jesus, I forget who I am in relation to Jesus. How about you? Do you get so busy doing things for Jesus that you forget who you are in relation to him? And listen to how the mercy of Jesus overcomes Peter's misery. They begin by having breakfast together. And we're not sure what they talked about during that breakfast, but they have breakfast together. Jesus is wanting to make a connection with Simon. And maybe as they've put the fish bones down on the plate or on the shore, our Lord looks lovingly in the eyes of this man that he loves. And he says, "Simon, Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And the word Jesus uses for love is the deepest word for love. It's the word agapeo, which is the love of God. And so he says, "Simon, do you love me with the love of God more than these?" Now, Simon's been humbled over these last days. So in his answer, he doesn't use the verb agapeo. He uses the word phileo, which means, "Jesus, I'm your friend." I'm your friend. I don't know if I can love you with that kind of love because of how I so betrayed you, but I am your friend. And then a second time, Jesus says, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Again, using the verb agapeo. And for a second time, Simon says, Jesus, I'm your friend. And then the third time, Jesus changes the verb. And he meets Simon, son of John, where he is. And says, okay, Simon, if for now, all you can be is my friend, I get it. Simon, are you my friend more than these others are my friend? And I love Simon's answer, Lord, you know everything. You know everything. You know my heart. You know how conflicted and confused it is. Lord, you have the key to open it. So, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And know what happens now? The Lord says, okay, Simon, you're ready to be the Pope. I've restored you three times. But because your life is going to be centered in my relationship with you, out of that place of intimacy with me, you can feed my lambs, you can tend my sheep, and you can feed my sheep. Here's the point of application. Pope Francis says, one of the great crises in the modern church is called clericalism, where ordained ministers of the gospel see themselves as functionaries, tasks that we have to do, without being centered in our relationship with Jesus. And for every single one of us, starting with me as your pastor, I need to be more deeply converted to Jesus Christ. And I can testify how his mercy has and is overcoming my misery. How about you? I can testify that Jesus has the key that is unlocking the heart of this man. Because Jesus, you know everything. How about you? You see, the only way the church can truly be the church is when we realize how dependent we are upon the mercy of God. And I want to end just by two brief quotes. It's really beautiful that when he is an older man, in 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter is speaking to those who have never seen Jesus in the flesh, but they've come to know him. And listen to what St. Peter writes in his first letter. Without having seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with an unutterable and exalted joy. Do you know what verb our Pope uses there? Agapeo. Agapeo. What had happened to Simon, son of John? He'd been converted to the love of God. The very thing that happened to our saint, whom we celebrate today. And listen to how our collect speaks about mercy being greater than misery, and Jesus holding the key to unlock our hearts. O God, who never cease to bestow the glory of holiness on the faithful servants you raise up for yourself, graciously grant that the Holy Spirit may kindle in us that fire with which he wonderfully filled the heart of St. Philip Neri. Don't you want the Holy Spirit to kindle in your heart that fire, that love? St. Philip Neri, St. Peter, pray for us.